The What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Pauhana Friday, end of the week. What a crazy week it has been. And looks like it's only going to get worse from here on out here because everything's stretched to the breaking point. Phone lines are open. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal sitting in our control room as always, managing the warp drive, feeding the hamster, and ready to answer the phone when you call on in with your concerns. And I hope you will. We got a lot of stuff here to talk about. We're dealing today, of course, obviously, with the aftermath of the UN vote on Palestine yesterday. And it was an overwhelming victory for Palestine, and a humiliating diplomatic defeat for Israel and the United States. And the lesson here, after looking at what those Palestinians have had to deal with over the last 60 years, the message is very clear. Resistance is not futile. So anyway, the final vote results, 138 members of the assembly voted in favor of recognizing the Palestinians. Nine countries voted against, obviously Israel, United States, Canada, and a bunch of little tiny nations that are so small they're easy to bribe and very hard to find on the map. And in a real huge surprise, Germany, which was supposed to vote against the measure at the last second, switched to abstain, as did Great Britain. So everybody's trying to recover from this whole thing, and obviously Canada and the U.S. and Israel are trying to say, it doesn't mean anything at all. It's nothing. Susan Rice was up there in the comments following the vote, basically saying, today's grand pronouncements will soon fade, and it won't really change anything. Well, if that's true, if this elevation of Palestine, if this de facto recognition of statehood by the United Nations was no big deal to begin with, why did you fight it tooth and nail, leading to a major diplomatic humiliation for the United States? Okay, we're seeing a lot of sour grapes out there. And of course, the question that's on everybody's mind is Israel going to retaliate? Because Israel is not known to be a good loser in these situations. And so it probably comes as no surprise that as soon as the vote was over, the Israeli government authorized immediately 3,000 new settler homes to be built in East Jerusalem and the West Bank, take away more land from the Palestinians, and just, they're throwing a tantrum. We're going to prove we're still going to take over Palestine. We don't care if it's another state. They have what we need that gives us the right to invade, which was kind of what Hitler said about the Sudetenland. But that's where they are right now. And I don't understand Israel's thinking here, because yesterday's vote has already shown they're pretty much a pariah nation right now, the U.S. alongside with them. And so to openly go on defying United Nations resolutions is only going to increase the isolation. The vote at the United Nations was not just about Palestinian statehood. It was a clear and unambiguous message that everybody is suffering Israel fatigue. They've had it with the occupation. They've had it with the blockade. They've had it with this constant screeching about how we're poor victims as they steal other people's homes. And so don't let them kid you. Politicians inside Israel and the United States, they understand. They got their clocks cleaned yesterday. And all the posturing, that's no big deal. It's no big deal. So what? Yeah, I can imagine the directors of the White Star Line. So what if the Titanic sank? We're still a great shipping company. All righty. We're going to take a break for some commercials. We'll be right back with more stuff. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're talking about the aftermath of yesterday's historic United Nations General Assembly vote that recognized the state of Palestine. And while Netanyahu and Susan Rice and everybody else are just saying, it's really no big deal, you know. So the dirigible blew up over Lakehurst, New Jersey. Flying is still the safest way to travel. And they're trying to put the best face on it. But over in Israel, they're beginning to realize this is a big deal. And I think they kind of got caught off guard because it was only until a week before the vote that Israel and the United States finally seemed to come to terms with the fact that Palestine was going to win this thing, not just win it by a huge margin. And we had, you know, Great Britain was trying to bribe Palestine, saying, we'll vote yes if you promise you won't take any of the Israeli officials to the ICC, which they now have access to as a member state of the United Nations. And kudos to Abbas for not going along with that. They were even trying to send rumors, Abbas is going to go along. Yeah, they're not going to prosecute any Israelis. Well, over in Israel, they're very, very nervous right now. Because Palestine can now bring charges against Israel for war crimes committed in the occupied territories and Gaza, of which Israel has committed quite a few. And if these officials are convicted, they can no longer leave Israel, because the instant they set foot in any other member state of the United Nations, they're subject to arrest, except the United States. We already know the United States will never enforce the ICC. So Tzipi Livni, who recently departed the existing coalition government to form her own party, the Tzipi Livni Party, is basically out there saying her concern over this vote is, with the recognition of the state of Palestine, Palestine can now basically declare the state based on the 1967 borders, with Jerusalem as their capital, without the need for have negotiations with Israel, and without Israel's position being represented. In other words, what they're trying to do right now is figure out how they can keep all the land they stole from Palestine, now that Palestine is acknowledged to be a state. They really don't have very many options, because Israel lost their gatekeeper status. Anytime the Palestinians wanted to do anything diplomatically with the rest of the world of the United Nations, it had to be filtered through Israel's worldview, which is, we have a right to exist and you Palestinians do not. Well, guess what? Palestine exists. Got a brand new birth certificate. And of course, here in the United States, the Israel's minions are out there wringing their hands and saying, really, this is the wrong way to do it, for Palestine to simply declare itself to be a state? That's not supposed to happen. Forgetting, of course, that in both the case of the United States of America and Israel, they came into existence by a unilateral declaration. In the case of the United States, it's the Declaration of Independence. They didn't go beg for permission from King George III. They simply said, we're tired of putting up with you, we're independent. Deal with it. Same thing with Israel back in 1947, when the United Nations first proposed the partition plan to create two states living side by side in peace, and Israel rejected that partition plan, and Dave Ben-Gurion just basically walked out and said, I declare all of this to be Israel now. And so apparently it's okay for the U.S. and Israel to unilaterally declare their existence, but Palestine's not allowed to. And it's, again, a reminder of the double standards and hypocrisy that we see coming from these various governments here. Now, obviously, there's a huge party going on over in Palestine right now. This is the day of their rebirth, their re-recognition. And it's having an unintended side effect that I don't think anybody over there in the State Department was expecting. All of a sudden, Hamas and Fatah, the Palestinian Authority, they're buddy-buddy. They're so happy this has happened. They're like putting down their differences. And they could very quickly form a coalition government, which is also something Israel does not want to have happen, because Israel loves to play them off one against the other. We still might see Israel at some point just say, ah, to heck with it, and just go on into the West Bank and Gaza on a campaign of genocide. And say, okay, there's no more state of Palestine because we killed them all. Deal with it. We're already a pariah state. Why not pariah a little bit longer here? We're going to grab a phone call. Larry in Washington, aloha, welcome to the show.
Aloha to you, Michael. Don't you think it's rather peculiar that Zebrzynski and Kissinger have both made statements that would indicate that maybe Israel's days as the ruler power is no longer going to be there?
Well, I think a lot of people are interpreting this victory for Palestine at the United Nations as an indicator that Israel's influence is on the wane. And that makes a lot of sense, because Israel's influence has always been by playing their victim card and screaming Holocaust and Hitler and Nazi and anti-Semite. And the world is tired of it. We're tired of hearing about this. This is stuff that happened in the first half of the previous century. It is history. It is not current event. And everybody just got fed up with Israel's constant whining. And now it's basically acknowledged around the world, everywhere except the United States of America, that Israel does have nuclear weapons. They're never under threat from their neighboring nations. And it's just this constant, you know, whining and crying, we're victims while they're stealing other people's land. And just people got tired of putting up with it. Diplomacy and international formal politeness are only going to get you so far.
Well, I have this hard dichotomy going through my brain that if the powers that be, Kissinger is a pretty strong power that be, Bransky is another man, and we've all said, you know, Israel, the banking elite, those people. Well, is the power structure changing, or is this just part of the grand chess game?
No, it's definitely changing. There is no way to put, you know, the U.S. is trying to put a positive spin on this, or at least a neutral spin. This is a very clear indicator that Israel is now politically isolated in the world, and the United States, by following along like a stupid mule, has been damaged politically as well. I think one of the possible implications we're going to see of this, it has to do with the rest of the Arab oil nations. They're going to be seriously reconsidering, what they're going to sell their oil for now, because that whole deal coming back from the 1970s was that they would sell their oil only for dollars as long as the U.S. held Israel in check. But coming out of this whole debacle over Palestine, it's very obvious that the U.S. is taking orders from Israel and cannot restrain them or control them from doing anything. And so these and the U.S. military is exhausted. They've used up their, they've burned themselves out for over, 10 years now of war? And the U.S. empire is clearly crumbling before their very eyes. The dollar is collapsing. They're still stuck in these quagmires in Afghanistan and Iraq. They can't come to a resolution there. Definitely, I would see the American image of invulnerability is definitely crumbling as well. And I think more and more nations are starting to say, yeah, the U.S. is not a superpower anymore. Yes, they still have a lot of bombs that we need to be aware of, but their ability to project power, they're stretched too thin, just like the ancient Roman Empire after they lost that legion up in the Teutoburg Forest.
And just exactly how they debauched their currency, too.
Well, yeah, that's a big part of it. I mean, that's what led to Nixon's ending gold convertibility in the 1970s. As soon as they had Bretton Woods in place, instead of honoring their agreement and protecting the value of the currency, the Federal Reserve just started printing with wild, reckless abandon. They were looting the rest of the world with ink and paper. And it finally caught up to them in the late 1960s when all these nations that had been sending manufactured goods and agricultural produce for these pieces of paper, they started knocking on the U.S. Treasury and saying, we want the gold that you said this paper would buy us at $35 an ounce. And Nixon said, no, there's more paper out there than we have gold to cover, and so we're going to renege on that deal. And that's when they went to this little swindle about getting the Arab oil companies to only accept dollars. And the Arab oil nations plowed those dollars back into treasury bonds, which the U.S. government has to then tax us for more dollars to pay back. And it became this huge, hideous fiscal trap. And all of this comes from the fact that everybody in the power structure, historically, they're only thinking about their own best interest and that of their cronies, and they're never thinking any longer than the next election. And nobody was looking at the long view, or if they were, they were ignored and ridiculed and silenced. Because the general attitude in America is, I want my pile of cash right now, and I don't care what happens to other people or what happens to the next generation or even the next administration. As long as I got my pile of goodies, everything is fine and right with the world.
Yeah, but there's families that go generational. There's families that go generational that have more, I mean, they have more money than you and I can comprehend.
Yeah.
After money becomes power, and absolute power.
Well, there's no question that there are multi-generational families in finance and politics, and overlapping both of them. And they tend to have a longer view, but again, that longer view is not the betterment of the nation or the general good. It's about, how do I make my great-grandson the president, or something like that. Joe Kennedy was like that. Spent his whole life. How do I get my son as president? We'll be right back.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want
to... And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And to basically follow up on that previous caller, yeah, there is no question that Israel's influence in the world just took a major clubbing. And what is really significant is that a great many nations in Europe where Israel has most successfully exploited the Holocaust for political capital, they voted no or abstained. Which basically is saying, yeah, our great-grandfather may have done something really bad to your great-grandfather, but, you know, give it a rest. It's not our problem. We weren't there. They're calling it Zio fatigue. And yeah, the world is out of patience. We have been watching this ongoing series of war crimes, crimes against humanity, murdering children, provoking wars, and then blaming the victim. It's gone on way, way too long. And what was really kind of interesting, listening at the speeches at the United Nations, was how many people were saying, not just time to recognize the state of Palestine, but it was time to lift the blockade, which is going to be the next step. because it's one thing for Israel to blockade a part of its own territory, although that's of dubious legality. For one nation to blockade another nation, that's an act of war. And basically, the fact that so many nations did vote for Palestine yesterday is an indicator of Israel's perceived political weakness. And I think that goes back to the invasion of Lebanon, where they wanted the Litani River. They couldn't get to that. The pounding of Gaza during Pillar of Cloud and Cast Lead, for that matter, and Gaza was still standing. It's our generation's version of Fort McHenry, which during the War of 1812 just took a shellacking from British naval artillery. And the next morning was still there, and the flag was there. That's where we got our national anthem. For all of Israel's much ballyhooed military superiority, for all of their cutting-edge modern weapons that you, the American taxpayers, bought for them out of the goodness of your own heart, against a people deliberately kept in a state of hunger and poverty, and Israel stumbled. And despite Israel's control of the corporate media around the world, the real causes for the conflict, the shooting of that kid from the helicopter, got out. And so the vote in the United Nations yesterday was not just for Palestine, it was against Israel and the United States. Who I guess are being seen more and more as aging lions, capable of growling and snarling, but really not capable of doing a whole heck of a lot more than that. The Vatican has hailed the UN Palestine vote. They, too, also have the status of observer nation at the United Nations, so I guess now they're going to have company on that bench there. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Israeli officials who've been out there doing things like shooting kids from helicopters and bulldozing homes and running over Rachel Corrie, now all of a sudden they're coming to understand these people they have been abusing for all these years now have the legal right to go up to the International Criminal Court and file charges against the Israelis who did all this stuff. And they're wringing their hands. How could this happen? We're not supposed to be prosecuted. We're above the law and everything. No, you're not. And I think a lot of people in Israel right now are starting to appreciate the wisdom of that old saying, don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Now, what I think is going to come out of this, and it's going to be a good thing, Israel has continued to conduct themselves and their affairs as if they're still an Old Testament nomadic kingdom, smiting their foes, taking what they want, putting the ban on all opposing villages, which, if you've read your Joshua, simply meant killing everybody in the place. Kill them all, let God sort them out. And I think the United Nations and a lot of other people would very much prefer it if Israel would grow up and join the rest of us here at the dawn of the 21st century, where peace is accomplished through commerce. And if all of a sudden Israel understands that what they do in Palestine could land them in trouble at the ICC, maybe they're going to mellow down just a little tiny bit. And maybe they're going to start saying, all right, maybe it is time to tear down the walls, lift the blockade, and just start saying, you, Palestinian, what do you have that I need to buy? And what do I have that you need to buy? And you start trading and prospering. And that is the true road to peace, not endless chatter and yakking and dropping bombs on children's schools. Maybe this is going to turn out to be a good thing if Israel can grow up. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I may have been just a little tiny, itsy-bitsy premature on the concept of Israel growing up and joining the rest of us here in the 21st century, because already we're hearing the screeching going on. The United Nations are anti-Semites. The world are anti-Semites. Horror of horrors. The world has revealed its deep hatred of the Jewish people in yesterday's UN vote. And they don't seem to understand it's that kind of posturing and name-calling and whining and crying that has just worn Israel's welcome out everywhere. Remember when Democracy Now! Had that member of the Knesset on the air, and this member of the Knesset says, well, we scream anti-Semite because it's a trick. We always use it to shut the other people up. When they talk about Israel's doing, we scream, oh, you're being an anti-Semite, and they cow down and they crawl away. It doesn't work anymore. Israel has screamed anti-Semite so loud, so often, and so many directions, it's worn out its shock value. We were all brainwashed early on to say, if you hear the word anti-Semite, ooh, that's somebody you should shun. Shun them. They're an anti-Semite. We're not anti-Semites. We're anti-jerk. There's another word I could put in there, but they'll take away the FCC license on this here radio station. We're not angry with Israel because of who they are. We are angry with Israel because of what they do. Not only to Palestine, but to the governments of so many nations on this planet. I remember when I was a kid being brainwashed in the public school and they were saying, be on guard for communist subversion of our government. And it turned out our government was being subverted, but we were all looking in the wrong direction. Canada is recalling its diplomats from Israel, the West Bank, and the United Nations for consultations on what this all means. And I already know what those diplomats are going to say when they get back to Canada. What it means is, you know, we got caught on the wrong side of this. Anybody who voted against Palestine's statehood is seen on the wrong moral side of the argument, and worse, is held up before the world as enslaved to Israel. Now, here in the United States of America, AIPAC, the largest foreign policy lobby in the nation, who is not required to register as an agent of a foreign power, I might add, that needs to change, is calling for a review of U.S.-Palestinian ties. Shut down the PLO office in Washington, D.C. And the Senate's already considering cutting off all funding to Palestine. That little bit of trickle of money that they were using to sort of bribe the Palestinians to stay in their place. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. If the U.S. does as they are told by AIPAC, it will be the end of the United States' claim to be a neutral arbitrator in the Mideast. Which gets back to that issue of Arab oil nations saying, okay, it's obvious the United States cannot keep that promise they made back in the 1970s to protect us from Israel. Because whatever Israel does, the U.S. goes along with it. So we're free to sell our oil for any currency that we want, barring outright invasion and conquest by the United States of America, which is a real threat still. And I'll tell you what else is going to happen. You're going to see those Arab oil nations, if the U.S. cuts off funding to the Palestinian Authority and Palestinian charities, you're going to see the Arab oil nations just step right on in. They'll say, we'll fund you state to state. We can now do that. We don't have to go through Israel to give you money. And that means, once again, by following Israel around like a stupid mule, like Brzezinski put it, the United States continues to isolate itself and lose influence around the world. It's amazing. Both parties in Congress are never in agreement on one thing that Americans need, like this current screaming about the fiscal cliff. But anytime Israel wants something, they're both in lockstep, unanimous. Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil, Sieg Heil. Israel, Israel, Uber, Alice, and so forth and so on here. Oh, my goodness. All righty, moving right along. Yeah, we already talked about this. U.S. senators move to cut Palestinian Authority aid should U.N. bid succeed. This obviously was posted before the vote took place. Well, great. They can spend that money on us Americans. This is a foreign policy disaster for the United States and for Israel. The U.S. government's enslavement to control by Israel is now on world display. Everybody knows it's going on. And nobody cares if Israel screams you're an anti-Semite for pointing out how they seem to have taken over control of so many other governments around the world. Now, there's a wonderful video that is on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's former President Jimmy Carter. He's 88. He's still running around the world building low-cost housing. 88. What an amazing guy. I guess peanuts are good for you if you don't have anaphylaxis. And he's doing this very long interview on the United States violating human rights. And, of course, the situation in Israel and Palestine. And I guess that's a good thing about being a former president, is that you don't have a reason to lie. You can tell the world as you see it. Now, Netanyahu is on his way to meet with Germany's Chancellor Merkel, because originally Merkel said that Germany was going to vote against Palestinian statehood. And then at the last second, they changed their vote to abstain. And I'm sure Netanyahu is going to get up there to Merkel and say, abstain, you were told to vote against. You owe me a submarine for this and more Holocaust reparations. He's going to be very, very unhappy. No big wet sloppy tongue kiss for Merkel this visit, I'm sure. Because it isn't just the fact that the Palestinian measure passed, it's the huge margin that it won by that sent an unambiguous message as to what the rest of the world is thinking about all this nonsense. They're sick and tired of it. Israel's a little tiny country. It's about half the size of New Jersey, and yet it seems to dominate the collective consciousness of the entire planet. Even our corporate media news, it's always Israel this and Israel that, and ooh, bad Palestinians, and we've got to go to war on Iran. It's just nonstop drumbeat, and we're sick and tired of it. Let Israel take care of themselves. Let them draw their borders finally and live within them. Let Palestine do the same. Let's get our government back to working on the problems that we have here in this country, like this Ponzi scheme, Federal Reserve that has destroyed our economy. And I'm not the only person who's calling it that anymore. Other economists are starting to come out and say, look, we might as well admit it. This whole banking system is a pyramid scheme. And we've got to deal with that. We're not going to fix the economy without dealing that. Now, a little bit of hidden history. This actually has kind of a sort of bittersweet, funny ending to this thing, but a little bit of hidden history came out. Apparently, Israel has finally admitted that Yitzhak Rabin approved a plot to assassinate Saddam Hussein. It was called Operation Bramble Bush, and it basically was a team of Israelis were going to sneak into Iraq, and they were going to target Saddam Hussein's limousine as he drove around Baghdad and hit it with an anti-tank missile. And they were all set to go, and the story is they were having one final practice run in Israel before leaving for Iraq, and the person with the anti-tank missile accidentally blew up the rest of the team, which is why it didn't go forward. This actually sort of thing happens a lot more than you might think. Following the invasion of Iraq, and everybody was saying, where are the weapons of mass destruction? There was a story floating around that the U.S. government actually sent a weapon of mass destruction into Iraq to plant, to say, aha, we found it. And it was destroyed in a friendly fire accident. By the time that was all cleared up, there were so many people running around the place trying to sneak another one in, apparently was abandoned as too risky. The risk of exposure was too great. Now, obviously, a lot of people are bringing attention to the role of the United States in all of this. And they're looking at the fact that Obama blocked the first ceasefire effort between Israel and Hamas by the UN Security Council. They vetoed it on the grounds that the ceasefire did not explicitly say this is all the fault of Hamas. And so Obama bears responsibility for the continuation of violence during Pillar of Cloud. And Obama, I'm sure, I hope, is smart enough to understand a ceasefire is not to assign blame and right and wrong. It is simply to say everybody stop shooting. That's it. And on the basis that the United Nations Security Council ceasefire would not assign all of the blame to Hamas, which we all know was not true, Israel provoked this thing. Obama vetoed that ceasefire effort, which led to additional civilian deaths. And so regardless of what Obama may be saying or doing, he is obviously still very much under the control of Israel. They're blackmailing him with something, 9/11 maybe, or nuclear weapons pre-positioned inside the United States. We don't know. But after this last election, you'd think on a personal level that Barack Obama does not have a lot of love for Benjamin Netanyahu, who was overtly working as hard as possible to get Romney into the White House. And so for Obama to be bowing and davening to Tel Aviv and Netanyahu and just doing as he's told. Israel has the U.S. government by the short and curlies. And I still think a lot of it has to do with blackmailing us over 9/11. I think probably the biggest foreign policy boo-boo in U.S. government history was this idea that the United States could team up with Israel to stage 9/11 and then not have Israel turn around and blackmail the U.S. government from that point on. And if you go back and you look at the history of U.S.-Israel relations before and after 9/11, you will see Israel's demands and arrogance just skyrocket right after that. They're acting like they've got a lock on the U.S. government. And Israel's already back to saying, bad Iran, bad Iran. And here in the United States, oh, yes, Iran is bad. We have a graph. A graph proves Iran is evil, and we have to throw your money and your children's lives onto those Iranian bayonets here. Anyway, getting back to economics and the fiscal cliff, and it's getting rancorous to say the least. We're now hearing about secret plans. Remember when Richard Nixon was campaigning for re-election, I've got a secret plan to save the economy, or a secret plan to get out of Vietnam or something. I can't show it to you, but I know it'll work. Trust me. Believe in me. I'm the president. I have a secret plan. I accept the responsibility, but none of the blame. So we're back to that whole situation. And apparently, I mean, let's face reality. Everybody's talking about spending cuts. The biggest areas where we could cut are these trillions in bailouts to Wall Street financial institutions that are guilty of fraud and triggered this recession and should go away. And their executives get that perp walk. What Iceland did that worked. There are all these wars being fought all around the world that are draining the lifeblood of this nation. You could cut those off. We should cut spending to that. And, of course, all this money that's going to Israel, most of it illegal under the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, we could cut that. But those are off the table. To deal with the fiscal cliff, we're going to have to raise taxes. There's going to be a carbon tax to save the world. Yesterday, we're talking about most of the cuts are going to fall in the Department of Education. That's basically cutting your own country's throat for the future. If you are not investing in a good education for your children, you are a nation in decline. Boehner was on CNN a little bit earlier today screaming about how the tax cuts for the rich, they have to be kept. It's good for the economy to let the rich keep more money. No, it isn't, actually. An economy has to be balanced. If the money keeps piling up over one or two places, that's an economy out of sync, an economy that isn't working. As we pointed out before, for an economy to be healthy, money must be flowing freely at all levels of the economy and into every sector, not just piled up over that giant open-air casino on Wall Street, starving the working class people, starving the middle class people, starving other sectors of economic development that are just drying up and blowing away for lack of investment because they can't give the action, they can't give the fast return that these money junkies on Wall Street, they're playing the game. I don't know if you ever go to Las Vegas or not. I used to hang out there on a regular basis when I was working as an entertainer. And I remember one of the reasons I never got into gambling was just see the look on the faces, just pouring coins into the machine and grabbing that arm and just over and over and just, it was frightening to see face to face. And you see that same look on the face of those Wall Street traders walking around those trading floors. They're there for the score. It's almost irrelevant exactly how much they're winning or losing. It's that cocaine rush they get from a score. Anyway, Senator Sessions is out there basically saying that Geithner's secret offer for the compromise is a fantasy. Now, the reality is it doesn't matter what deal they come up with. It's going to be higher taxes on the American people, less spending on the American people. They're just arguing over the fine points. It's austerity. Austerity is now hitting here in the United States of America, robbing the poor to give to the rich, and that has never worked in history before. It inevitably sets the stage for violent revolution. Now, speaking of spending cuts and places it should go, do you remember A123 Systems, the battery maker? And they were getting all these government subsidies, and they wound up not making anything and going into bankruptcy. Apparently, the Obama administration handed this battery maker, A123 Systems, $1 million on the same day it filed for bankruptcies. I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Getting back to the economy, it turns out that a lot of the good news we've been getting from the corporate media isn't really as good as you might think, and some of it is downright deceptive here. The four-week average jobless claims here in the United States are at a 13-month high. Now, remember when the Storm Sandy was being blamed for all the negative numbers coming out? Well, we're past Storm Sandy. And in point of fact, the areas hit by Sandy weren't showing the bad data. It was coming from other parts of the country. So they were trying to blame Storm Sandy, and the reality is that it looks like we're heading back into another dip on this roller coaster of recession. Looking back at the numbers for the third quarter gross domestic product, personal consumption is way down. Now, obviously, here in the Christmas shopping season, it'll go up a little bit, but overall consumer spending significantly dropped. And at least back in the good old days, consumer spending was 60% of the American economy. And that is very much in decline. Now, they were touting this 2.7% growth in the economy as a sign of improvement for all of us. But apparently, most of that, in fact, all of it, was driven by increased government spending, a lot of it related to the ongoing wars. And so the numbers aren't really telling the true story in terms of what we ordinary American people are having to deal with out here. The Kansas City Fed Manufacturing Index is showing that overall, again, manufacturing is continuing to slow, especially among durable goods producing plants. Non-durable factories like food and reusable plastic products, they're up a little bit. The big ticket items, the durable goods, they're back in decline again. Over in Nevada, not that I have ever personally myself been to this place, apparently the Mustang Ranch, world famous, they're on the edge of collapse. And boy, you know, when the bordellos and the new dance clubs aren't making it, you know your economy's in a really horrible, horrible situation. There's a movie called Road to Perdition, Tom Hanks, and Paul Newman. I think it may have been his last one. Daniel Craig is also in it. And the Tom Hanks character is being led down through a speakeasy. This is during the Great Depression. And the bodyguard who's taking him to see the big boss is amazingly philosophical for a thug. And he's saying, you know, nobody has any money, but everybody's got money to spend in this place. I despair for humanity, and it's like my favorite line in the whole movie. Again, and we're getting another headline, the fiscal cliff, why reducing spending is our only hope, and that is absolutely true. The problem is they're reducing spending in the wrong areas. We're on a wartime economy. We'll be right back after station identification.